Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vince Fennelli today. Happy Tuesday to the world and anybody who's listening. I'm just going to jump into more news, and of course, I'm going to go off into tangents, as I always do. But I'm already going to have to start shortcutting my shortcuts because I only have an hour left and I have about 3 hours of material. So bear with me. I'll try to keep my messages in context, but I'm going to try to shortcut them as much as I can. Next article, Biden Attorney General pick says Antifa and BLM attacks in Portland are not domestic terrorism because they occurred after business hours. Yes, that's right. That pause was for how stupid do these people think we are? Next article. Vatican calls homosexuality a sin. So with all the pedophilia rings, with all the priests and the bishops and the even cardinals being caught doing pedophilia, now they come out and they say this stuff. See, this is virtual signaling. When you have the powers that be, this is the PSYOP part of it, folks. When you have the powers that be giving the appearance for a short time that, hey, maybe they're on my side, but they're really not. What they're trying to do is distract and cover up their crimes by virtual signaling with a couple of sentences here. But their actions don't mean anything. They just try to cover everything up with words. Next article. Overwhelming failure rate among women causes Army to halt gender-neutral fitness standards because the women were literally failing out. You know, this is really... That's why I did the Yale study, people, to show you the psyops behind everything. Okay, because it really shows how taking orders from so-called legitimate authorities can screw everything up, and it eliminates human nature. So if there's brutality or inhumane treatment by a so-called malevolent authority, and these people have already been groomed and cultivated into groupthink, in other words, they're no longer thinkers for themselves. They no longer have the ability to verify. It's cognitive dissonance. They have literally been groomed to be followers, and we need thinkers right now, big time, in every aspect, in every category, and it should be an American obligation to study at least a few hours a day. And for those people, when you hear people making excuses, I don't have time. Well, the average American spends 7 to 8 hours a day on their blue lights, and that's just their cell phone and their television. I think we have plenty of time, folks. So when we talk about failure rate, because the Army or the military wants to be politically correct, and they now have to halt gender-neutral fitness standards, and I know plenty of people in the military. There's the fitness standards in all standards has been going down dramatically year by year, month by month for the so-called equality, fairness, tolerance, inclusivity BS. And what does it do? It lowers the bars because of standards and expectations. When you delegitimize work, when you tell people that they feel entitled to play the victim group status card, when you have people demanding by force and political correctness to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what group you're in, when hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications mean nothing, it doubts the value of yourself, your group, and your institution. And then the same people, because of their ego, this is part of the studies and the psyops that I've read. That's why I mentioned this Yale study on taking orders. It's the same people who get embarrassed because of results like this. They get publicized, and they demand no protection, rights, or restitution under the rule of law, who are the people who are affected and targeted. And this gives no check on runaway power to the institutions who are doing all this stuff under the guise of some political correctness, equality, fairness, inclusiveness crap. And then when you eliminate the rule of law for precedence, you enable and protect the most corrupt companies and institutions in the country. And then you give them liability immunity, like Big Pharma. And you destroy capitalism, you enforce fraud, illegitimacy, fascism, and more wealth inequality follows. This is what happens when we aren't Americans first. When we are sticking up for our group, our hyphen, and our pronoun, this is what happens. We give free lunch to the elite. And this creates more wealth redistribution. That's why I use math, which is now considered to be racist. Look at all the things that they considered to be racist over the years. Bulletproof glass, trees on a golf course, yoga, Disney movies, calling Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas from the Hiawatha tribe, even though she got what she got because of affirmative action and quotas and didn't earn a thing. How about milk? Because whites don't have enough lactose intolerance. This is all stuff that has been racist. This is a short list, people. Science. Science is racist. Math is racist. Camouflage. The cereal Lucky Charms. I swear to God, I am not making this stuff up. These are all coming from my notes that has been called racist over the years. This is how dumbed down we have become. Expecting people to show up on time for commerce or a job is racist. I am not making this stuff up. Sometimes I have to pause just for myself to get a gasp of air. It's so stupid. Ready for this one? Saying you're not racist is racist. Where's Big Bill Engvall and his sign? The biggest excuse term or word in America, people, is I'm offended. Because we're basically what that does is give permission for the elite to use and play and dupe the people. You know, over the years, especially during Donald Trump's era, the powers that be were calling Donald Trump a Nazi, an authoritarian, a communist, a dictator, totalitarian, fascist, tyrannical, blah, 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 blah. Well, it's pretty obvious it's the opposite, isn't it? Donald Trump didn't want to control the media. He was pro-citizen journalism. He was pro-new media, the alternative media. He didn't want to control the police and let Antifa and Black Lives Matter burn down and destroy 150 government buildings, state and federal. Never mind the murders, the rapes, the mayhem, loss of businesses. As far as due process, that wasn't by the right. That was the aristocracy that controls the left through funding. And they take advantage of the low information voter in a lot of cases. What do you think the Brett Kavanaugh hearing was about? You really think he was a gang rapist? Hell no. This was a ploy to eliminate due process. And every one of those women but one admitted they lied. But they're not in jail. This is what's happening. Government schools want to control all curriculum. And they're anti-homeschool, and they're anti-parents influencing the schools. I've given articles just today on that. Never mind how many countless articles I've talked about published in the public domain that Rich did not make up. How about private property invasions by the police state? How about courts, lawyers, and judges selling out the people under the guise of justice or voter fraud? We need to start acting like citizens who expect the government to work for us and not the other way around. This isn't about being anti-government. It's about being anti-too-big government, too corrupt, overspending, incorporated, elite control, manipulated, anti-constitutional, and no representation for the little guys. That's what it is about. All right. And as usual, I go into such a... See, the PSYOP people, we have to remember that they have a template, a blueprint, a playbook, a flowchart for our destruction. And that's why I talk about the consolidation of power, money, and control. That's why I use math. That's why I use approved articles published in the public domain that I've verified. Their job is to sway public opinion and hold on to the narratives. And their job is also to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, and ideology. And that's why there's so much race baiting here, sex baiting here, religion baiting here, gender baiting here. That's part of the divide and conquer strategies to keep us basically from peaceful assembly and creating synergy and true unity. They call it group identity politics. But what it boils down to is victim group and protectionist group status to use as basically professional pot stirrers to divide us. When we lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, then it metastasizes in every aspect, every institution, every form of government, and every big corporation. It's a cancer. Now, I haven't mentioned this analogy in quite some time, but I'm going to give it a shot. For those of you who are regular listeners, you may remember my high jump analogy. And what that is years ago, the qualifications, if you will, for getting a job compared to today. So I want to mention how it was years ago. In my time, years ago, 50 years ago, let's say I was an employer, and this is just an analogy. My business was to hire and compete high jumpers. High jumping is a Olympic sport. And let's say I was looking for a new hire, and I had 500 applicants. So what I wanted to do was have my first interview was to people actually performing the job description, which is high jumping. So I'd raise the bar to 6 feet. Let's say 1% of the people passed. So my second interview was with 5 people. What I would do, again, back in the day, is I'd give an interview for the second, an oral interview, person to person on the second interview. And I would talk about their work ethic, their workout ethic, their strength, their diet. I would judge them on hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications. That's what I would do. After the break, folks, I'll talk about that job interview and what it's like today.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. So, how I finished off prior to the last break was I talked about my high jump analogy on the way interviews used to be set. I could have gone into more specificity and detail, but again, as always, I don't have the time. So let me share with you the way things are today. So I'm a employer. I own a high jumping business, which is an Olympic sport. So instead of having the bar for those 500 applicants at 6 feet, I cannot do that because I would be called a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theory. And in other words, I'd be an anti-ism-ist, phobe, conspiracy theorist. So because of today's regulations and equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusivity, which is all BS that I proved to you a million times, where the redistribution of wealth is going from the little guy to the big guy with the rich are getting richer, and it's not about all those politically correct buzzwords that are used as tools and weapons against the amount of the American people. That's why they call it group identity politics. That's why they use Hegelian dialectic. That's why they use professional wordsmithing and media propaganda and subliminal messaging. It's all by design. Everything is planned. Everything. And I've proved that many times on the air. So, today I am looking at these 500 applicants for this new position of being a high jumper. I've got to take that bar from 6 feet down to 6 inches. So what happens? Pretty much everybody can jump or walk over a 6-inch bar, right? 5 people didn't make it. So 1% of the people didn't make it. 99% did. So he kicked five people out because they were on drugs or something, and they tripped over the six-inch bar. So what do I do now? My second interview, instead of having five people to talk about hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications, look at their past performance, look at their qualifications, look at their education, look at their how they've paid their dues, look at their fitness level, their diet, how often they work out, what's their lifestyle like regarding that fitness level, because I'm hiring them to be an athlete, a high jumper. Well, I can't say that anymore. So my second interview is looking at the applications. Well, because of the so-called phony, politically correct terms of equality, fairness, tolerance, and diversity and inclusiveness, which means nothing because I've proved a gazillion times it's a consolidation of power, money, and control, where 655 people have a $4 trillion net worth in this country and 200 million people can't even come up with $1,000 for an emergency payment. So now I gotta look at the applications and divide them by gender, the gender you identify as, your shade of skin pigmentation, your sexual orientation, your religion. What happens when people get a job that they don't earn? You create more animosity, more divide and conquer strategies. You basically give no protection, rights, and restitution of the rule of law for the people who are affected and targeted. When you lower those bars of standards and expectations for that job, hard work, proven results, and qualifications will not get you that job. That means you can't control your own destiny. Because so many people have been brainwashed into groupthink that their group, their hyphen, and their pronoun is more important than anything else, including their own country. So we enable and protect the most corrupt companies and institutions, the big ones, with liability immunity to create more wealth inequality to make sure we cannot control the rule of law or get benefits from it because it's been changed with precedents, giving free lunch to the elite and the big corporations and the big institutions while they hand us back divide and conquer strategies, and we have to be sold out to the highest bidder. Despite all the hypocrisies, double standards, and brainwashing that I've mentioned by category a gazillion times, you do not, when you lower the bars of standards and expectations, you insult the work ethic, the ability, and the intelligence of all these people. You degrade them. You disrespect them. You destroy America when you reward mediocrity. That means less opportunity, ingenuity, and productivity, innovation for us. When the state is your dad.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Monday called on the state legislature to pass bills aimed at preventing election officials from relaxing election rules and processes without authorization. The Lone Star State Governor stressed that without measures to tighten election integrity laws across the state, election officials could jeopardize the election process by presenting opportunities for people to commit voter fraud. Up to 3,000 unaccompanied children who entered the United States illegally are set up to be sheltered temporarily at a convention center in downtown Dallas, Texas, this week. The Biden administration continues to struggle with the influx of unaccompanied minors arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccinations were halted in France, Italy, Spain, and Germany due to precautions, officials said Monday, as Italian officials seized thousands of doses of the medicine in a northern province after a man died. We are USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Tom Brady's go-to guy, Rob Gronkowski, told TMZ Sports it's happening, and now it's official. The superstar tight end has re-signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a deal worth $10 million for the 1 year.
Had a great time, won it all. Even if we didn't win it all, I'll tell you this, I was coming back to play football again this year because I had a blast last year, and I love the game. I just started my training again. Actually, 4 days ago, I just started training, and I took off 3 weeks. Let me tell you, I was a little bit sore first day of training, but it bounced back like that, and I'm feeling good. I mean, I just got a massage this morning because I worked out 4 days in a row, just bounced right back, ready to train again, and I'm super excited already for the season next year, and I will be back, man.
31-year-old Gronk says he wasn't handing in his retirement papers just yet and says he was ready to run it back with Tom Brady and company and try to repeat as Super Bowl champions for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Boston Marathon updates. Dan Nowacki reports.
The Boston Marathon says it will have room for 20,000 entrants when the pandemic-delayed race takes place on October 11th. That's down from the 30,000 runners who were registered for the 2020 edition of the race before it was canceled. The Boston Athletic Association says it trimmed the size of the field to allow for social distancing, especially at the start and finish lines. Last year was the first time in the race's 123-year history that it was canceled, having been first run in 1897.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Prime.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vince Fennelly today. This is the last half hour of the broadcast. We really appreciate you being here. And I'm not going to get to even a small percentage of what I wanted to do, but that's okay. I'm hoping that I gave you worthwhile information, something to think about, something to discuss. Exercise your free speech. We've had over 1 million combat soldiers give their life at young ages for our free speech, for our Second Amendment, for our freedoms and our liberties, and our justices, and our rule of law, and our Constitution and Bill of Rights. We owe them that. What if I told you folks that you are now paying for military transgender surgeries, that public schools are teaching gender reassignments, certain sexual acts to little children, teaching them that they could sit on drag queen story hour convicted pedophile labs? What if I told you we now have an invasion on our open borders? Experimental vaccines. Proponents of these vaccines are proponents of depopulation openly. You know, the Gates, Bezos, Zuckerbergs, Rothschilds, Rockefellers. You know, all these people who sell the narrative to the American people about anti-whiteness, anti-male, when the great majority of all these people who are selling this are white male. But see, the difference is they have theirs, but they don't want you to have yours. The true attack is on the poor and middle-class white males. These are the same people who are buying up all of our lands, including farmland, to halt food production and inflate the price of food. That's a supply and demand issue. Nobody can live without food, right? Or uncontaminated water. It reminds me of the medieval times. How did they, when France invaded England or vice versa, all over Europe during the medieval times, they would often surround the castle and starve the people out. That's exactly what we're seeing today. Starvation is part of the agenda, and I talked about that in great detail. You know, it's to crash the economy, it's to delegitimize work, it's to eliminate representation for the little guy. It's eugenics, genocide, war, all the depopulation efforts, forced lockdowns, lowering our immune system with these experimental vaccines to create immunity passports, to create conformity, submissive conformity, house arrests, 5G and 6G towers going up, compromising our immune systems. You see the consequences of inaction towards political correctness when we do this for decades, because too many people are afraid to be called controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobic. You know the line. People who are afraid to have the courage to tell the truth because they're afraid of not being liked. Well, personally, I'm afraid of blowing smoke up your keister and telling you what you want to hear, knowing if you knew I was not telling you the truth. Like when I wrote a book on off-grid living, I talked about the political correctness behind the agenda, how we're being distracted, dumbed down, divided. Let's say you found out I didn't live off-grid and you bought the book. Where is the credibility? Where is the validity? There isn't any. This is the world that we live in today. It's rationalizing and justifying hate because the powers that be are embarrassing certain people, and they're saying you need to stick up for your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun, and not be American. What if I told you we have legislation like H.R. 1, which is legalizing future voter fraud? What if I talked about the Equality Act that's being passed, where you can have a guy with a beard showing up, wearing a bra, wearing a tutu. He can have his junk hanging out. He can tell you at the interview how much he likes touching your 10-year-old daughter and how he goes, he competes in sports and he's a great athlete, but he's competing against females going into their locker rooms, their showers, as a biological male, saying he's a transgender and training to be a lesbian. And if you don't hire him, even though he has no qualifications, no education, no proven results, if you don't hire him, you could be sued and be fined and lose your business. What if I told you that I gave you a ton of examples of politicians, bankers, lawyers, judges, courts selling out America, where they're changing definitions of facts and evidence, including our Supreme Court, with a question mark of our military, where they're supposed to protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic, where oath, code, honor, and duty have now been changed by definition? What if I told you that the powers that be, for conformity purposes, have been bribed, blackmailed, and threatened for a globalist agenda, including our DOJ, FBI, CIA, and there's infiltration everywhere, mostly against ordinary law-abiding, patriotic Americans. What if I told you now there's $145 trillion of overt and covert money floating around the federal government, and the federal government has a fraudulent accounting system? Dr. Mark Skidmore just brought that to fruition just the other day. What if I told you as parents you no longer have rights for any teachings that goes on in public/government schools, including hormone-blocking drugs, changing genders? You're not allowed to say man, woman, boy, girl, brother, sister, grandmother, grandfather, any. It's offensive. What if I told you that 25 years ago? You kicked me out of your house. You go, this guy's full of crap. You say, oh, this guy's trying to just scare us. Well, the agenda I mentioned should scare you, because that's what they want to do. That's how you manage the people, is through fear. Now, here's an example right here. Science and tech video. Fauci and Chuck Todd says more pandemics will be coming because of the climate change that's coming. You can't make this stuff up, folks. You know, we have the most powerful governments in the world that can't keep a virus from spreading, supposedly. But yet they can change the Earth's temperature if you pay them more taxes. I want you to wrap your head around that. You know, there's a bunch of climate forecast headline predictions that's been made over the years. I'm just going to mention some of them because of time. 1967, Salt Lake Tribune. Dire famine forecast by 1975. Already too late. I'm skipping down here. Someday I'll go through them all, but I don't have the time. 1971, Washington Post, disastrous new ice age coming. 1974, The Guardian, space satellites show ice coming fast. Time magazine, another ice age, tells us everywhere that 1940s mean global temperatures have dropped 2.7 degrees. Associated Press, UN officials say rising seas will obliterate nations by 2000. Everything will be underwater in 30 years. Well, Obama just bought a mansion on the ocean. Snowfalls are a thing of the past. Our children will not know what snow is, says climate researcher. The Pentagon tells The Guardian, 04, the Pentagon tells Bush climate change will destroy us and Britain will be Siberia in less than 20 years. Well, Britain? 2004? You got 3 years to get out before you become an iceberg. Al Gore, 2008, warns ice-free Arctic by 2013. Can't make this stuff up. The Independent, Prince Charles says 96 months to save the world. The price of capitalism is too high, even though these people are using capitalism for their gains and socialism for their losses and making us pay for everything through taxation, inflation, and cost shifting. The Guardian, 2013, the Arctic will be ice-free in 2 years. John Kerry, 2014, we have 500 days to avoid climate chaos, discussed by Kerry and the French foreign minister at a joint meeting. People, everything they do is a psyop, whether it be fear, whether it be professional wordsmithing, Hegelian dialectic, manufacturing perception, pity, guilt, race baiting, sex baiting. It's all a mind game. It's all psychology. And too many people who don't want to do their reading and research are being caught up in this. So, we have so many unknown variables. Now, I have so much stuff on COVID and vaccines, I don't think I'm going to be able to get to this stuff, but I want to mention, I'm going to go into something here pretty quick, but people ask me all the time, what is going to happen with our economy? Should we invest in Bitcoin? Should we go silver? Should we go gold? I talk about the naked shorts and all the manipulation in the silver and gold market, you know, with the paper market. It should be called the electronic market. There's so many unknown variables, and we don't know when the music is going to stop because we're not in the elite club. So everything really is speculation. There's so many questions. Is the Fed going to continue to buy treasuries? Are they going to continue issuing new bonds to pay for old bonds? Is QE and the monetization of debt going to continue? How about all these over-leveraged loans? How long are they continue? So are we going to go more deflationary or are we going to go more inflationary? For the little people, the bottom 93% that I try to help, I'm telling you right now, you're getting the worst of it all. You're getting a deflationary, stagflationary environment with inflation of necessities for the bottom 93%. What's going to happen to the credit market? Is the bond market, bull market, going to collapse and send interest rates higher? What's collateral anymore? If we have a bond market collapse, we can't handle it with the debt we have, and that's debt from households, corporations. All these zombie companies. Zombie companies can't even afford to pay their interest on their own debt. Are they going to cap rates? You know, there's talk about taking rates from the short end to the long end and vice versa. Is zero coupon bonds going to be the way to go? Because are the 30-year rates going to go into negative? This is all speculation. I do not have a crystal ball. So when people tell you and forecast the way things are going, they're all BS because the whole system is corrupt. The only way to do it today is to, when you forecast something or discuss it, you got to use financial, economic, social, and political rationale. You got to talk about the corruption. You got to talk about the political correctness. You got to talk about the redistribution of work, of wealth, the interest rates, the money printing, how much, UBI, MMT, they're really doing it in indirect ways today. The derivative market, valuations, stimulus package. We'll be right back, folks.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Last segment of the two-hour broadcast. We really appreciate you being here very much, and we hope we're giving you good information. And speaking of information, you know, go to the... I've never been on Facebook or Twitter. I've had a lot of people, you know, call me to invite me for this stuff. I have no desire. You know, I don't even know how I got on national radio, to be honest with you. But it is what it is, and there are better choices of people who care about our country, who care about the rule of law. And you can go to Gab, you can go to BitChute. I read somewhere that Brave is launching a browser to compete against, well, I think they have a browser, and I think they want to compete against the Google search engine, and that's being done as well. So we have to keep free speech alive. We have to get off the blue light. We have to realize what is happening and how the powers that be are manufacturing perception of the truth in order to move inequality and money and opportunity from the bottom 93% to the top 1% to 2%. Everything is a psyop. Everything is planned. I think I make that quite clear. And I mentioned this chart, six, 7 months ago. I think I spent over an hour on it on a day that I was monologuing. And it's basically called the Bitterman Report. This was created in 1956, and basically it's communist coercive methods for eliciting individual compliance. I call it today submissive conformity, because they don't care about your prosperity, they don't care about your health, they don't care about anything, never mind joy and fun. Those days are gone. And the chart of coercion, they have like half a dozen things, if not more, on there. The first one's isolation. And I'm just going to read the column next to it, which is COVID-19. Okay? Isolation deprives individual social support of his or her ability to resist. Isolation under COVID-19 is social distancing. Isolation from loved ones. Massive job loss. Solitary confinement. Quarantines. Containment camps. Are you connecting the dots, folks? Everything is a psyop to control the people, to maintain the power, money, and control consolidation and the addiction for the elite. The next one, under chart of coercion, is the manipulation of perception. Basically fixes all attention upon immediate predicament. It could be breads and circuses like an NFL game. It could be the dumbing down of America with government/public schools saying math is racist, proving that science can be bought and paid for. See, we don't have experts anymore. We don't have official authorities anymore. We have brown shirts and people who are willing to sell out their country, their own country and their own people for feathering their own nest. That's what we have. And the monopolization of perception under COVID-19 is to restrict movement, create monotony and boredom. And this prevent gatherings, meetings, all this stuff. It's censoring information. Can you see how they tie into one another? Okay, induced debility and exhaustion weakens mental and physical ability to resist. Under COVID-19, it's induced debility. Forced to stay at home. All media is negative. Not permitted to exercise or socialize. How many times have I given the articles where on the COVID streets it says, don't wear a mask. Don't look at each other's eyes. Don't talk to one another. Keep your head down. They are cultivating and grooming you to be zombies. That's what this transgender movement is about. It's about trans. It's about transforming. It's about connecting people to machines. It's ending humanity. Can you connect the dots? The next one is threats, cultivates anxiety and despair. Well, under the COVID-19 category, threats and intimidation, threaten to close a business, levy fines, predict quarantine, forcing vaccines. Can you see? This is a 1956 report. It's called the Bitterman Report. The other categories are occasional indulgences. Providing mortification for compliance hinders adjustment to deprivation. Under the COVID-19 category, allow reopening of some stores and services. Some. Let restaurants open, but only by a certain capacity. Increase more people allowed to gather incrementally. Follow concessions and tougher rules. Do you see how this works? I'm not going to spend a whole hour. I only have a few minutes left of this broadcast. The next category of chart of coercion is demonstrate omnipotence. For the COVID-19 category, shut down entire economies across the world, create money out of nowhere, forced dependency, total surveillance, and nanochips, 5G technology, and nanotechnology. Can you see? Next one is degradation. Under COVID-19, it's humiliation or degradation techniques. Shame people who refuse masks. Don't distance. Stand in circles. And there's one more category I'm not going to have time for. We have to connect the dots and see the psyops behind the scenes, people. It's up to us. It's our duty and obligations as Americans to read, research, and verify what we say so you know we are telling the truth. Thank you for being here. Y'all have a great Tuesday. We'll see you next time.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.